For what in our lives are we grateful? Now, we all have times in our lives when we express our gratitude and our thanksgiving. You know, perhaps, you know, when we receive gifts, birthdays, Christmas, just a gift just for the sake of giving a gift. And we're very grateful to the person who gave us that gift, and we express our gratitude. The same thing when we have a need and someone goes out of our way to help us. And that might be something simple. It might be just, you know, we have a task that needs to get done, that we need a little bit of help. Or it might be something more serious where we have a serious need and someone takes their time and effort to help us out. And of course, we express our gratitude for that. We're grateful for those who are willing out of love to help us. And of course, in a month and a half, we'll be celebrating Thanksgiving Day, a day when many of us will take time to remember those things in our lives that we are grateful for, those people and those gifts that we have that we are grateful for. The question, though, is, do we show our gratitude to God for the gifts that He has given us? Are we thankful for those gifts? You look in the readings today, the Naaman in the first reading and the Samaritan in the gospel, who are both healed from leprosy, a terrible, debilitating, painful disease. And they were washed from it. They were healed from it. And they returned to give thanks to God for that healing. They were grateful for that healing. Now, we might, if we ever had the privilege and the grace to receive a miraculous healing like that, we might be willing and more than happy to provide that thanksgiving to God. But do we thank God for the small gifts, the everyday gifts that God gives us? That's sometimes a little harder for us to even remember to thank God for those gifts. You know, such as the gift of another day on earth. When we wake up in the morning, and you've probably heard this before, but when you wake up in the morning, do you wake up and say, "Good morning, God," or do you wake up and say, "Good God, it's morning"? The first one shows the gratitude for having another beautiful day, another sunrise, another day where we can live in the glory of God. The other one sees our lives as day after day of drudgery. I have to get up again and go to work and deal with the family and so on and so forth. We need to realize that every moment of our lives is a gift from God. Now, sometimes it's not the easiest gift to receive. Sometimes life can be very painful and difficult, but it is still a gift from God. But we have many other gifts as well, not just our lives, but God gives us so many gifts. We have our talents and our abilities. We have all these things that God gives us that we can do, and we tend to overlook them. We have the company of our friends and our family, the joy that we have, the love that we have for those around us, the pleasure that we have in just being in their presence. We should be thankful to God for that. The biggest thing that we should be thankful to God, though, is the gift of salvation. And that's why we come to Mass every Sunday, is to give thanks to God for that salvation which has been promised to us, which is open to us. And we return to God and worship Him out of gratitude for that gift of salvation. Again, look at the readings. Naaman, he gave up the worship of the false gods of his people to worship the one true God. As Naaman himself says, "I will no longer offer holocaust or sacrifice to any other god but the Lord." The Samaritan returned to Jesus, realizing that he had been purified from this disease, and was in such gratitude, he fell at his feet. As it says, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice, and he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. This is what we do at Mass. We fall at the feet of Jesus, and we thank him for our gifts. We worship God in thankfulness, in praise, especially for that gift of salvation. By coming to Mass and worshiping Him here, we enter into that sacrifice which made salvation possible. This is why weekly Mass is so important, because we come here in thankfulness and praise to worship our Father in heaven, who loves us so much that He bestows these gifts upon us. So as we show our gratitude to others, may we also return to God regularly, showing our gratitude to Him as well, expressing that gratitude for those gifts that He gives us.